Hi, and welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs, and today we're going to talk about a topic that happens to guys from time to time. Now, they show up at a party with their significant other. Maybe it's their girlfriend, maybe it's their spouse, and who else happens to be there but their ex? It's an uncomfortable situation for many and a terrifying situation for some. So joining me to help talk about this is relationship expert Amy Spencer. She's the author behind the Dating Optimist blog and the soon-to-becoming Meeting Your Half-Orange book. Amy, hello.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
So let's talk about that scenario. You're with your honey and show up and your former honey is sitting there too.
It's cringeworthy.
Yes. What do you tell guys to do when they have this encounter?
Well, I'll tell you something. There's an important qualifier that comes into play when you run into an ex, and that is, which side of the breakup were you on? Were you the breakup-er or the breakup-y?
Or a dumper, as some people say.
Or the dumper.
You're very nice in saying the breakup.
I'm trying to be sweet.
Okay.
If you're the dumper, your goal is basically to make them feel good about themselves. And you want them to actually be reminded why you two broke up and why he's better off with someone else, or why she's better off with someone else. If you're the dumpy, you want to relish your own life and save a little face and make them wonder, why did I break up with her?
So you want to make sure that you smooth over maybe any ill feelings that may still be lingering. But how do you do this and also assure the person you're with that you're not flirting or something like that?
Right. Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would say is when you see your ex, whoever sees each other first should approach. Absolutely approach them. I had an awkward situation a few years ago where we saw each other but weren't sure if we saw each other. So we put off greeting each other for about 45 minutes. Completely awkward. By the time we finally met up and it was all about, oh, I thought I saw you, I wasn't sure. So basically, if you see your ex, approach right away. Then I would say, do not go in for personal contact. So don't go in for the hug or the kiss necessarily, because that could sort of leave the impression that you are missing the closeness that you have. And if your hug is too huggy, it can kind of give the impression that you kind of miss that feeling of being with them. So I say that when you greet them, keep it really, really casual.
Hey, yeah, we used to smooch.
Exactly.
Now, what about, though, I mean, I had this with my wife. We had some frank conversations about putting your list out there. Here's everyone that we know in common that I've kissed. Is that something good to go through? Or is it maybe potentially stepping in a big landmine if your girlfriend or spouse thinks, that list is a little bit too long?
Excellent point, Rob. Well, you know, I'm actually on the side of holding a few things like that in. I have a male friend who tells every girlfriend he gets all the girls that he's kissed every time they enter a room. I slept with her, I kissed her, all this stuff. So, of course, they end up in fight after fight after fight of her feeling really jealous. I'm on the side of erring toward privacy, that you don't need to tell your wife that someone is a big deal unless they meet the mark of dating for a year, let's say. If it's a really serious relationship, of course your partner deserves to know about that. But I don't think you should pass on everybody you've kissed because, like you said, you're stepping into a landmine of your list being a little too long.
Even if you know, for instance, there was a party I went to last weekend where I knew that the girl I had dated before was going to be there. Even if you know they're going to be there and there's a good chance they might see each other, you still should just let it slide until you actually have to? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the fact that you're saying that it was making you nervous a week in advance, that says to me it was somebody a little bit more serious than just a casual fling or a casual kiss. So if it is something that's making you nervous a week in advance, then it's probably worth telling your partner. Because guess what? We girls were very good at picking up on subtle signals and the little awkwardness about how you're not looking the person in the eye and how strangely you're greeting this girl.
Now, you just mentioned something, which is something that I've learned from my wife, which is how women are very sly and cunning behind our backs, because sometimes there'll be little subtle competitions for a guy's attention, and you won't even see it happening. And that you have to be really conscious when an ex may be trying to get into the current girlfriend's head.
Right.
Like, hey, I really know your man much better than you, or I'm going to drop a little hint by calling him by a cute little nickname or something like that.
Oh, that's so cruel. Yeah.
And she says, my wife was saying, you have to watch out for that because you don't even know what that really means.
It's not your fault, so there's really, you know, your wife can't really hold it against you. But I think that your goal is to get the conversation away from the past and onto the present and the future. And then it's your job to make your wife feel comfortable pulling aside this friend and say, hey, by the way, will you do me a favor and just not call me that? If she's not the bigger person and stop doing it, then you've got a whole nother problem on your
right.
hands.
I like the, hey, you know what? That's not cool. Call
That's
me Robbie
cool.
Wobby.
Exactly.
So what about, though, we've talked a lot about the situations I'm finding myself in, but let's turn the table. How is it different for women who might run into their exes, and how should they approach this situation?
Well, you know what? For a woman who's running into her ex, I mean, I think what happens for us a lot more is a whirlwind of emotion that's winding up inside. I think in a way it's easier for you guys to run into your ex because you sort of see it as a very black and white issue. And we girls look at it and we run through the whole past and our whole relationship flashes before our eyes. So I think what you do and say should be the same for both men and women. But you should just know that for us women, we are inside struggling with all of these things about what should we say and what should we do, because we can't help overanalyzing everything.
So if you're the guy and you run into a past flame and she's with her new boyfriend, and maybe you were feeling sad inside that she broke it off or something like that, mm-hmm. you can take solace in knowing that she's freaking out at that moment.
Yes, she's definitely freaking out.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's not nice to play off of that and to, you know, make her
No,
feel
you want to right. You want to keep it as cool and as casual as possible. And of course, for what I think is if you're a guy and you run into your female ex and she was the one who dumped you, your goal in that situation is to basically act like your experience, your past that you had with them, has made you a better, stronger, more amazing person. And of course, that's going to send her into a tailspin of emotions, which is good.
So that's the best way to get back at her, is to get in her head
yes.
and think, all the reasons why you thought I was Mr. Wrong are mm-hmm. wrong indeed.
Yes. Yes.
So think about that.
Yeah. It's a little bit cruel, but effective.
I like that. Now, what about, and I've seen this situation too, where you catch your date flirting with an ex. Do you grab their hand and be like, hey, come this way? Or, I mean, how do you redirect? How do you approach that one?
What I actually think a kind thing to do is, if you are the new partner of somebody who runs into their ex, I think a nice thing to do is to actually step away for a minute, give them a minute to talk to each other and offer to maybe go get a drink or something while they wrap up their quick catch up, you know, their 4 or 5 minute catch up. You come back with a drink and then you move on. If you sense that they're going to be flirting the whole time, that's a whole nother story. I mean, if they're already flirting right off the bat, in a way, I think you do. You stand there for a minute, you make your presence known, and eventually say, hey, babe, you want to go get a drink? Let's go get a drink. Nice to meet you. And you move on. And that's when she starts realizing, wait, maybe that wasn't cool.
And you never approach the guy and say, hey, step off, bro. No shoving. Because in the movies, I mean, that seems like the appropriate thing to do. Give them a little shove.
Yeah, for the high school movies, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
In the mature adult world, you actually try to resolve things without physical violence, I guess.
Yeah, you try. I mean, I suppose you can't be certain.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, the basic thing is that if you are the cool guy, the Mr. Laidback, the Mr. Whatever, you come off as the winner. You come off with someone exuding the most confidence in the group, and that can actually make the other people feel more comfortable. So you have that control to kind of ease the tone of the whole conversation by just being calm, cool, and collected.
And probably makes you more attractive to your date.
Exactly.
Which is always a good thing when you're dating and stuff.
Yeah.
or it's a good thing when you're married and just need a few extra bonus points for later on, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she looks at you and thinks, oh, that's why I married you.
Right.
Come on, let's go home.
Yeah, so I can get out of doing the laundry for the next couple of weeks or something, right?
Weeks?
Oh, okay, maybe next
the
time.
The next time.
Oh,
the next
okay.
one time.
I got it. Well, thank you very much, Amy Spencer, relationship expert and the author behind the Dating Optimist blog and the soon-to-becoming Meeting Your Half-Orange book. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.